Now we have the other, the Feast of Trumpets. And let me read verses 23 through 25. And the Lord God spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets on a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Now the date here is important. The seventh month, if you'll notice, three feasts took place in the seventh month. It's a sort of a sabbatic month, as there's a sabbatic day and also a sabbatic year. We're yet to see that in this book, by the way. And it marked the beginning of the civil year, as the Passover marked the beginning of the religious year. There were three holy seasons in this month. Now, the blowing of two silver trumpets were used in moving Israel through the wilderness. We'll see that when we get to Numbers 10. Now, there was the blowing of the trumpets seven times to get them on the march. There are seven trumpets in Revelation, which cover the great tribulation period, and which will see Israel restored to the land for the kingdom age, by the way. Let me read several passages here. Isaiah 27:13. It shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem. And then in Matthew 24:31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. They shall gather together the elect. Now that's Israel, and save Gentiles at the end of the age from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The church has already left the earth, and without the sound of a trumpet. That sound of a trumpet that's mentioned in 1 Thessalonians, as we shall see later, is the Lord's voice, because John says he turned to hear the trumpet, and it was the voice like the sound of a trumpet, and it was the Lord's voice. Now, in Psalm 89:15, we read, Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. They're waiting for that joyful sound.